All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Phil Albrecht. I'm hearing examiner for Kitsap County. For the record, it's August 14th, 2025, 9 o'clock a.m. This morning, holding a hearing on an application for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit, file number 25-00093. The applicant is Karina Chamberlain. And it looks like we've got a pretty sparse audience out there today, right? Is there anyone in the meeting room, Mr.?
We do have the applicant's representative, Kathy Cloninger, in today.
Okay, perfect. All right. So the hearing format is we'll start off with a presentation from staff. Looks like Mr. Walsh, is that you? Okay. I think this is your first hearing, right, for Kitsap County?
That is correct.
Great. Okay. So Mr. Walsh will give us an overview of the project. After he's done, we'll move on to project applicant comments, then public. Looks like we have no public today, but if someone walks in, we'll give them a chance. Then after that, back to Mr. Walsh to answer questions and provide any rebuttal evidence. Applicant gets final word, and I get 10 business days to issue a decision. Let's see. By state law, I'm only allowed to consider evidence put in the record today. That's the testimony of everybody in the hearing today, as well as the exhibits put together by Mr. Walsh. And he's got a fairly lengthy list here of 18 documents. I'm just going to ask real quick, does anyone out there need to see any of those documents or have any objection to their entry in the record? Sounds like we only have the applicant present. And Ms. Jones, the applicant's not raising any objections. Is that right? Nope.
Yep.
Okay. Admit exhibits 1 through 18. All right, Mr. Walsh, well, welcome to your hearing. Let me swear in. Just direct that you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding.
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Jason Robert Walsh, and I'm a planner here with the county today presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached ADU. The application was deemed complete on March 26, 2025. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated May 6, 2025. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on June 16, 2025. The SEPA appeal period ended May 20, 2025. No appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. According to Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 102602-3-014-2000 is 2.09 acres in size. Addressed as 20675 Indianola Road, Northeast, Indianola, Washington, 98342, is in North Kitsap and in Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with the properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties surrounding the site to the north, south, west and east are also zoned rural residential. To the northwest is tribal land, Port Madison, shown here as the beige colored rectangular property connecting with Orca Lane Northeast. The proposal is to construct a new 875 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit. While Kitsap County parcel search illustrates a potential moderate erosion hazard in the south and southeastern portions of the property, the applicant submitted a geologic assessment prepared by DE Civil PLLC, completed on November 20, 2024, which stated that the site does not include any significant areas of geological hazards and is suitable for the proposed residential development. There are no critical area ordinance concerns. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Indianola Road Northeast. Site plan shows sufficient off-street parking spaces plus the existing garage to meet parking standards for the single-family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. The applicant floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 2,080 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps to determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary structure. Primary dwelling unit elevations are shown here. The pitched style metal, pardon me for that. The pitched metal gable style roof, wood siding, and vinyl glider windows. Here are conceptual renderings demonstrating the design style of the proposed ADU, showing pitched metal gable style roof, composite siding, and vinyl glider windows. The two structures will have matching main and trim paint colors in brown and forest green, respectively. The floor plan for the ADU demonstrates the size at 875 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17-415-015B, as amended in June 2022. One, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Three, 50% of the primary residence is 2,080 square feet, therefore the maximum allowed habitable area is 900 square feet. The proposed ADU is 875 square feet. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. Four, the ADU is approximately 124 feet away from the primary structure. The ADU will have similar appearance to the primary residence. The ADU meets all the required setbacks for the rural residential zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV or mobile home. The ADU will use the existing driveway off Indianola Road Northeast, and the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria under Kitsap County Code 17-415-015B and recommends approval as conditioned.
Okay, great. I noticed in the aerial photograph in the staff report just south, there seems to be pretty high density development. Is that a cluster development, do you know, or what's going on there? It's just, pertinent because you're looking for compatibility of density, and that high density makes it more compatible with an ADU there.
Understood. Are you referring to southeast, southwest? Unfortunately, my version of the aerial image is quite small, so I would have to go back to
that
slide.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I just see that the bordering on the south property line, there's like four residential lots that are much smaller than all the other lots around. So
I see. That's yes.
How I was just curious. Yeah. I was just curious if that was a residential cluster or what was going on there. But
to the east, that is the case, and to the south, I would have to go back and look at the southern portion there of that image, or
both images to be able to confirm. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it's not a major issue. So, well, let's move on to the applicant. Does the applicant want to add anything at this point?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw.
Ms. Cloninger will be up shortly.
Okay, Ms. Cloninger, let me swear you in. Just raise your right hand. You swear from tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
My name is Kathy Cloninger, permits to go, and I am the authorized representative for Karina Chamberlain on this ADU process. In the notice hearing examiner staff report and recommendations, item number 10, which in the analysis under line item 9, there is a comment regarding the ADU's use of the same driveway entering the property that the primary residence uses. The applicant shall remove one of the two road approaches to Indianola Road to meet this requirement. However, there's some confusion. That road was existing. It is the same side street. So I have prepared for record, if possible, to submit our position regarding the removal of one of those accesses, is that the current half circle does meet the zoning code reference for the same side street. We're not creating a new access. It's only one, but it's been established 52 years ago. And there's a documentation on the support of our position that I have included in this record for reference, if you would allow that to be entered.
Oh, sure. And any objections from staff over entry of that document, Mr. Walsh?
No.
Okay, we'll enter it as Exhibit 19 then. All right, so I guess that's it from the applicant. Any members of the public out there want to say anything? And Ms. Jones, no one else, right, is present?
We have a few people in the room, but it appears none of them wish to speak.
Okay, all right. Back to Mr. Shaw, any final comments, any response you want to make to the request to keep both access points? All right, Mr. Gurney, I'll swear you in. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm, tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
So, for one, thank you for having us here today. The access points, that's consistent with how we've approached permits in the past for accessory dwelling units. Part of the criteria is that you will only have one access point that serves both. We're not completely opposed to a U-shaped driveway. This is just consistent with how we've approached it in the past, where we've conditioned it to only have one access point. The one thing we must consider is that if this does remain, if you choose to keep this as an allowed driveway, we would need to condition and ensure that that driveway maintains its continuity, and so that it doesn't get split off to eventually become a driveway for the ADU and then a separate driveway for the SFR. So either direction, I think we are comfortable with that interpretation. It will change how we approach future permits if it does go forward with allowing the U-shaped driveway.
Okay. What's the policy basis of that? Is that just to prevent multiple curb cuts and the problems associated with that?
So this would be an assumption off the top of my head, but the idea of an accessory dwelling unit is it allows you to have a dwelling unit, but it's not intended to allow you to subdivide a property to portion off that accessory dwelling unit. So by maintaining that single point of access for both, it prevents future subdivision to allow that to be a singled out residential unit.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, thanks, Mr. Gurney. Appreciate your clarification. All right, I think with that, I can go ahead and close the hearing. And I'll have to take a close look at the wording of the code on how that's worded about those access points. I mean, normally you do give, a lot of deference to what commonly called grandfather rights, and that could make a difference in this case, but I'll just have to look it over and see what the code allows me to do on that particular issue. Beyond that, it's a pretty straightforward accessory dwelling unit permit application, just about all of them are, and it should be easy to approve. So with that, like I said, probably get an approval out in the next couple of weeks. So thanks all for participating, and we're adjourned for this morning.
Thank you.